Hello and welcome to Mind Decoder, the psychedelic radio show
for heads here on Waiheke Radio.
Hey, your community radio station.
Playing a kaleidoscopic mix of classic psych pop, acid folk, hauntology, and music that simply slipped between the cracks.
Presented by me, L, in a suitably hallucinatory manner. And on this week's show, I have tracks by Julian Cope, Anne Briggs, David Crosby,
Acid Mother's Temple, and my current new favourite group, Cranium Pie.
Plus the great Viv Stanshaw reading from his
legendary tales of Sir Henry at Rawlinson End, from a broadcast made for the John Peel radio show back in the early 1970s.
All marvellous
stuff designed to fill your world with lysurgically enhanced sounds and colours. And if it's half as good as I say it is, then it will be twice as good as you expect.
Check out the Waiheke Radio website at waihekeradio.org.nz.
Click on the show's podcast and you'll find a comprehensive track list of all of the music on this evening's show, with a few added notes and observations for the complete Mind Decoder experience.
And it's a continuous mix, but I'll be back in 45 minutes or so
to see how you're getting on. But for now, relax. Turn the lights down low. Take the phone off the hook. And free your senses. You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Please enjoy your trip.
Conservative force in the cosmos, where time and space converge. A place beyond man's vision, but not beyond his reach. To the most mysterious and awesome point in the universe, whether here and now. Maybe forever. Moving through space, it is unavoidable, swallowing everything in its path. Radio waves, light, even planets and stars. Now man is about to enter the black hole. The journey that begins where everything ends.
The experience of the mushroom is the experience of this feminine informational matrix that knits everything together.
Sois en gaisen all around me. Twas the Irish lad I spied. All through the far part of the night, while we lay in sport and play, then this young man and he gathered his clothes. He said, fare thee well today. Well, that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my bed. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go home, go and you think of your own misfortune that you brought with your wants and will. For there's not a girl in this as easily led as I. Sure, it's fishers they'll fly, and the seas run dry. 'Tis then he'll
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder, coder, coder.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I never go where the cock never crows, and I wouldn't advise any of you to go where the cock don't crow. Walk up, ladies and gentlemen, to see the lifeline stuffed with straw. Two spots on his belly and one on his. Get away on you. Stand back, you boys. The elephant's about to make water.
Thank you.
mind.
Hark the drums to beat, my love. No longer can we stay. The bugle horns are sounding clear, and we must march away. We're ordered down to Portsmouth. On the banks of the Nile.
You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio. 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 On Waiheke Radio.
listening to Mind Decoder.
Thank you. I assume that you are in pajamas, lying on a comfortable bed or couch with no pillow under your head. You have turned out all bright lights, leaving the room in semi-darkness. You're lying on your back, your arms and legs straight. Your legs should not be crossed. Your arms are resting beside your thighs. Now, close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed all the time you're taking this exercise. Now begin easing thoughts out of your mind and concentrate more completely on my voice.
End of part one. Intermission.
That's right. Just listen to my voice.
Sometimes it sounds like this.
And sometimes it sounds like this.
This is Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio, your community radio station. My name's L, keeping you psychedelically informed this Thursday evening, and I've briefly interrupted your reverie to give you a quick update on the music you've heard so far, although you could just as easily check out the Waiheke Radio website for a full track listing, but I just like to pop my head round the door to see how you're doing. Started the show with a radically different version of Julian Cope's Collie Kibber's Birthday that you would have heard first on his debut album World Shut Your Mouth. But this version predates that and can be found on the official bootleg album Christ vs. Warhol, a roundup of early demos that was released a few years back. And I followed that with Subway by The Tickle, a slightly faster version than the one you may have heard before. Turns out the version I'd been listening to on a tape cassette had stretched or speeded up or something and played faster than the version I finally tracked down on CD. But after 20-odd years, I preferred my speeded up version, so that's what I stuck into the show. Followed that with a hauntological treatment by Eric Zan, a piece called Voulus.
From his album Our Oborindra. Possibly. Released in 2005, which was followed by the almost unbearably lovely ballad Black Waterside, sung by Anne Briggs, accompanied by Bert Jansch on the guitar from her 1971 album, simply called Anne Briggs. More acid folk loveliness followed with the more or less unpronounceable Pooselan Sirkan, possibly, by Wordstone, psychedelic folk guitarist Clive Murrell from the album Weird Law, Notes from the Folk Underground, released last year. From there, there was a bit of gibberish filler from Twink, called Dawn of Magic, from his 1970 album Think Pink, and then an absolutely spellbinding rendition of Banks of the Nile by the Owl Service from their album The View from the Hill, released in 2010. I played Tangle Edge, Norway's finest exponents of experimental acid folk. That was Half Moon Flower from the compilation Fun with Mushrooms, which pretty much does what it says on the label. Optigainally Yours with Awe, the opening track from their album Exclusively Talent Maker, released in 2000. Nobody and Mystic Chords of Memory with The Dreamy Floating from his album The Tree-Coloured Sea, released in 2006. More hauntological goings-on from the Moon Wiring Club with a track from his latest album, Clutch It Like a Gonk. I played Sentient Papyri, and finally I played Kamuri from Jackpot Princess Kahimi Kari, a whispered slice of hip-hop psychedelia remixed by DJ Spooky, that subliminal kid, for her album Spin, released in the year 2000, which brings us right up to date. That was a lot to take in, so do check out the podcast at wahikiradio.org.nz. In the meantime, on with the show. I've plenty more Cosmic Dive lined up for you, including tracks by Cranium Pie, David Crosby, Acid Mother's Temple, The Daughters of Albion, plus the great Viv Stanshaw, a reading from Sir Henry at Rawlinson End. A lot to stay up for.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part 2.
Let the words of my voice flow into your mind as you keep easing thoughts out of your mind. And keep letting the words of my voice flow into your mind. Now, let's check your breathing. You should be breathing deeply and slowly. It may be a little difficult for you to breathe correctly if you are very tense, but do the best you can.
Mind decoder.
Everybody.
It was a lovely evening, and Florrie took the interminable beige thing she was knitting into the garden. About her were perhaps 200 gnomes.
Sitting in the sunken garden, pinking in the sinking sun, thinking of a summer long ago when one was 21. Naming all the flowers so friendly, shouting at the shrubs so thick. Lo, behold, lobelia, one bite and the bishop was sick. How nice to be in England, now that England is here. I stand upright in my wheelbarrow and pretend I'm Boadicea.
There was a face-jumping competition at the Fool and Bladder. This ancient amusement involved leaping onto volunteers' heads, lightly touching and then springing off. To draw blood or squash a nose meant instant disqualification, and this was the skill of it. The normally phlegmatic Seth One-Tooth was unquestioned champion of this unusual sport, and he stood, huge, dark and work-stained, outside the old pub, explaining the rules and recalling past triumphs to Red Schmeaton, the village newsagent and self-styled human encyclopedia. A large, red-faced farm worker, stripped to the waist, paced out an enormous run-up before turning to thunder down on his grinning partner, lying on the grass.
He's got no chance, said Seth smugly. Silly buggers wearing spiked running shoes.
Reg Smeaton, Flocko's red wig like a kipper nailed to his bonce, nodded with ill-feigned interest. But the mad flexions of his face muscles and the nervous butterfly tick of his left eyelid argued the mental tumult within. Jigging, niggling, sail of the centipedes, and the quacking going up to 5 pounds, urging datum and fervid facts, chattering in Stockhausen tongues, warring for outlet from his springboard lips.
Drawing from my vast, though admittedly unresolved, catalogue of general know-it-all, facts of interest, etc., corroborated, corroboree, a sacred or warlike assembly of aboriginals, and cross-reference, may I remind you of the exploits of one William Barker of Manchester? In the 1890s, Billy cleared a canal 35 feet wide, making a running jump, jackknifing into a second, to land perfectly quite dry on the other side. This was called spring jumping, nothing at all to do with the period vernal equinox to summer solstice, of course.
Heedless of this babble, Seth adjusted the strings about his knees, and unnoticed, a passing wood-pigeon vacated onto Smeaton's ploughman's lunch.
"I ain't so nimble now," said Seth, "but I used to jump in and out at barrels of eggs without cracking a shell."
Smeaton, his mouth full of cheese, squinted fixedly at the sun.
Barrels, Coopering, James Fenimore, 1789-1851, Mohicans, the last of, Natty Bumpo, Prince Bumpo, Bumptious, Bumpkins, Kith and Kin, Jakin John Peel, Peeler, Sir Robert, Bobby's Babies, Bibulous Bibles. I could clear a snooker table, full length mind, from a standing jump before operation, grumbled Seth. I could have made a mint had I been a bit more shrewd.
Shrewd? Did you know that the elephant shrew never closes its eyes? Remarked Smeaton.
At this juncture, they were joined by old Scrotum, who had slogged it across the fields in time for the finals and to down a couple of pints or three.
What's the good drinking time?
Reg Smeaton, smelling strongly of newsprint, patted down the back of his wig.
Did you know there is no proper name for the back of the knees?
What was left standing of the village band slurred into voice, and old Scrotum, now flushed and enlivened with his seventh mug of scrumpy, needed small press to clamber onto a bench for a lively but crack-throated rendering.
Sweat upon the soil. French populaces, jumping on faces, catching the javelin, heading the shot.
By 9:30 that evening back at the Great House, dinner was finished, and the Rawlinsons and their guests lolled over the blancmange or sprawled back, blown out, picking their teeth.
That was inedible muck, and there wasn't enough of it. Blah.
The curry lay heavy on Sir Henry's stomach like a royal corgi.
Blah.
I say, how dare you belch in front of my wife?
Squeaked Lord Portly. Henry yawned.
Sorry, old man, I didn't realise it was her turn.
This ungracious rejoinder left Lord Portly stupefied as Dr. Watson, and to cover his befuddlement, he helped himself to a liberal glass of entre-deux legs.
If I had all the money I'd spent on drink, observed Henry, I'd spend it on drink.
At that moment, Hubert, shamefaced, ventured into the room. Henry glowered at his brother, but poor Hubert, with all the assurance of a sleepwalker, announced that to make up for his past behaviour, he would like to entertain everybody with a bird impression. He began hopping about on one leg. Chirrup, 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 he mimicked, winking at the ladies. He then produced a handful of worms from his trouser pocket, and with apparent relish stuffed them into his mouth. Pop-eyed, chewing furiously and flapping his arms with the pinky tentacles writhing horribly about his chin, he advanced, chirrup, chirrup, to the table. Lady Philippa opened her handbag and, with heaving shoulders, buried her head in it. Next time, Mrs. E., the housekeeper, has one of her nasty turns and believes herself to be a chicken. But Henry refuses to have her treated, saying,
Well, it's always good to have a supply of fresh eggs.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
Thank you. して全部ラブロマンは生きてた
Xanadu did Kubla Khan the stately pleasure dome decree, where Alph, the sacred river, ran through caverns measureless to man down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and towers were girdled round, and here were gardens bright with sinuous rills where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree, and here were forests ancient as the hills enfolding sunny spots of greenery. But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart a cedarn cover. A savage place, as holy and enchanted as e'er beneath the waning moon was haunted by woman wailing for her demon lover. And from this chasm, with ceaseless turmoil seething, as if this earth in fast thick pants were breathing, a mighty fountain momently was forced, amid whose swift, half-intermitted burst, huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail, or chaffy grain beneath the thresher's flail. And mid these dancing rocks, at once and ever, it flung up momently the sacred river. 5 miles, meandering with a mazy motion, through wood and dale the sacred river ran, then reached the caverns measureless to man, and sank in tumult to a lifeless ocean. And mid this tumult, Kubla heard from far ancestral voices prophesying war. The shadow of the dome of pleasure floated midway on the waves, where was heard the mingled measure from the fountain in the caves. It was a miracle of rare device, a sunny pleasure dome with caves of ice. A damsel with a dulcimer in a vision once I saw. It was an Abyssinian maid, and on her dulcimer she played, singing of Mount Abora. Could I revive within me her symphony and song, to such a deep delight 'twould win me, that with music loud and long, I would build that dome in air, that sunny dome, those caves of ice. And all who heard should see them there, and all should cry, beware, beware. His flashing eyes, his floating hair, weave a circle round him thrice, and close your eyes with holy dread, for he on honeydew hath fed, and drunk the milk of paradise.
The sunlight splits when entering the windows of the house. This multiplicity exists in the cluster of grapes. It is not in the juice made from the grapes. For he who is living in the light of God, the death of the carnal soul is a blessing. Regarding him, say neither bad nor good, for he is gone beyond the good and the bad.
You're right, Richie.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Change my world. Nothing's the wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blinded as they make their way across the universe. Oh, David. Oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change.
On the other half of this record, I will take you through a rather complete exercise. Of course, you must remember, you will be ready for the second part after you have developed some skill in relaxing your mind and body.
Which is what we're all about here on Mind Decoder, of course, relaxing the mind and body and while we're at it, the soul too.
That was Mind Decoder. My name is L, and you're tuned to Waiheke Radio at 88.3 and 107.4 FM. And with the time approaching 11 o'clock-ish in an offhand, roundaboutish sort of way, you go put the kettle on, and I'll give you a quick rundown of the music you've heard in part two of the show. Cranium Pie, my new favourite band, got everything kicked off with a track called The Geometry of Thistles from the album of the same name,
which saw a 2012 release, and from there I played David Crosby's Music is Love
from his 1971 release, If I Could Only Remember My Name. And then I followed that with the genius of Bonzo Dog Doodah Band's Vivian Stanshaw reading from his comic serial Sir Henry at Rawlinson End, recorded for the John Peel radio show back in the 1970s. Truly marvellous. I may play more one day, but if you liked it, he collected all of the pieces and released them as an
album called Sir Henry at Rawlinson End in 1978.
Like punk happened to somebody else. I followed that with a bit of filler from the Pillbugs called 3D Montage, then In Amsterdam by Paul Weller, remixed by the Noonday Underground, which you can find on the bonus disc that accompanied the release of the Wake Up the Nation album.
I played The Horn by Johnny Trunk
from his fairly wonderful album The Inside Out, released in 2004. The Daughters of Albion from their cruelly disregarded album of the same name, released in 1968. Why it didn't sell is a mystery to me, and was no doubt to them too.
I played Candle Song from them, a bit of filler from DJ Food, Intermission, A New Language
from The Search Engine, Acid Mother's Temple with The Assassin's Beautiful Daughter from the very fine Does the Cosmic Shepherd Dream of Electric Tapirs from 2004, Mind Decoder favourite Wax Audio with another track from the splendid Nine Countries, Anchor, I played today, and then two tracks from Alan Black that I mashed into each other, Temple and the End from his own mashup
album that kind of mashes up all of his previous releases. End, which he released last year, and finished the show with a little-known psychedelic version of Across the Universe by the Beatles, of course,
that appeared on Anthology 2 a few years back, and that's pretty much your lot. All of that information and a little bit more can be found at whyhickeyradio.org.nz. Click on the podcast and you'll find a fully comprehensive track listing, and God knows, you could even download the show if it appeals to you. I'll be back next Thursday night with another Mind Decoder. It's the psychedelicest this show around. So until then, this is me, L.
Thanks very much for listening, and good night.
Wakey Radio.